Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero on the phone. Julian Coe, who's an editor at SG Car Mart, so he says.
Yep.
Editor, car test driver, small person.
I don't know. The whole, yeah, it's a pint size. It's a whole lot of stuff.
Exactly. So SG Karma, Car of the Year, round again. You know, yes. We do this every year, and every year there are some surprises, but we're looking at some of the categories that I really, really like. The hatchbacks, the compacts. These are my favorite car categories because these are my favorite cars.
It's fair to say that these are a part of my favorite categories. I mean, there are other categories that I think, which we will definitely talk about in the following weeks to come. But I mean, there are other categories that I think are the more exciting, I think.
Okay. Well, I like them because I can afford compacts.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
And I think most Singaporeans can relate with that. It's like, it's all wonderful to be told what are the best supercars in Singapore, but yeah.
I don't even think I can afford a door.
Yeah, I don't know about you. Door sounds a bit luxurious. I think, you know, windscreen wiper screw, maybe.
Okay. Excellent.
All right, so compacts. We've got a lot to go through. Compact hatchback.
Yes, so compact hatchback. This year, we've got the Skoda Scala as well as the Suzuki Swift. Well, we don't really know exactly who's going to win. Well, not yet, at least, but, well, it's going to be quite a tough fight, I feel, because the Suzuki Swift is capable and the Skoda Scala is just as all-new and capable as well. And, of course, you've got that badge appeal, you know, Skoda versus Suzuki. Skoda is definitely a better, more desirable badge appeal, I reckon.
Okay, wait, who is voting? Have they started voting yet?
Nope, not yet. Voting won't start till end November, early December.
Okay, so this is the insight into what cars you people have narrowed it down to?
Yes. All these information can be found on sgcarmart.com. As a matter of fact, the page isn't live yet, but this is just how excited we are to really tell the public exactly what we have already prepped this year. I mean, it's not all down with pandemic and bad news. There are some good news at SG Car Mart as well.
All right, now, the compact hatchback, which you were talking about, the Skoda Scala.
Yep.
Is adorable. But then I have always had a soft spot for the Suzuki Swift, so that's a tough fight, I'd have to say.
Yeah, I guess. Well, up to the public, let them decide. We will do our part to decide as well, based on several criteria, of course. I mean, it can be horsepower, price, power-to-weight ratio, so on and so forth, including fuel consumption.
Which is the new buzz term.
Tell me about it, right?
All right, hatches. Man. What hatches do you have?
Okay, we've got three different hatches. We've got the regular hatchback, we've got the premium hatchback, and of course, our personal favorite, we have the hot hatchback. Yeah. So hatchback, we're looking at cars like the Hyundai i30, the Opel Astra, as well as the all-new Volkswagen Golf.
Okay. Again, those three cars, not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all, right? I mean, it's quite a close fight. I mean, I like all these cars. I mean, I've tried all of them, obviously. Of course, the cars that are nominated have to be tried and tested by myself and the team. And these are all the cars we have driven.
Not bad, not bad. I can't say which one I like best, but then again, nobody cares what I think. So we move on to the premium hatchback.
Premium hatchback with the Audi A1 Sportback, with the Audi A3 Sportback, we have the BMW 1 Series, as well as the Mini 1 5-door.
Which basically breaks it down to two Audis and two BMWs.
Yeah, essentially. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you know how tricky it is, right? Because this year, because of the pandemic and all, a lot of car makers aren't launching all the cars that they should be launching. And hence, we have several car makers like Audi and BMW and Mercedes-Benz, of course, were constantly launching cars over the past couple of years. And because of that, I can't really say they dominate this year's Car of the Year. We still have a variety of them, but they've got quite a fair bit.
Okay. Well, the Mini, I like all four of the cars. I couldn't say which one I like best. Probably the A3 and the BMW, but that's
I already know which one I like best. But of course, the decision isn't mine to make. 60% will be based on public voting, and of course, the rest of the 40% will be swayed by the editorial team. And of course, the team is made up of 7 plus myself, so it's not just my decision.
Yes, but you do try to sway over them. I know this from previous years.
Yes, yes, of course, I do my best to abuse my power. But yes.
What is power if not to abuse? All right, hot hatches.
Okay, this year's hot hatch is very exciting. We have the Cupra Leon. Of course, that car we've been talking about for several weeks already. We have the Suzuki Swift Sport. And of course, we have the Volkswagen Golf GTI.
Huh. Wait. Yeah. Cupra GTI. And what was the one in the middle?
Swift Sport.
Oh.
It had to come to hot hatch because we don't have a warm hatch category. So obviously it still deserves to be a hot hatch. But it being a manual transmission, it being a cult car, it being that kind of iconic hatch that that everyone seemed to love.
I can see it winning on two categories within the hot hatch options. One, price. And two, it's just very, very popular among the locals.
Yes,
myself being local too.
No, when you think about it, there's a lot of relevance there. I mean, people feel for that car because they've probably driven one before. I mean, it could be a friend's car, it could be a dad's car, it could be a colleague's car, probably their own car as well. But when you're talking about cars like the Cupra Leon and the Volkswagen Golf GTI, the Mark 8 Golf GTI, no less, not everyone have driven them and not everyone can relate to these cars yet.
That is true. You know, it's been difficult to get down to showrooms a lot of the time and test drive cars. The virtual experience is very, very useful, but it is not the same.
Yeah, it's quite different. I'll be honest, it's quite different. But and you know my personal favorite, which I obviously will not talk about, just to be fair.
Well, yeah. See, since I am not a member of the voting community, then I can say that I suspect that the Suzuki will win. But that's just a suspicion. We shall see what the results bear out. Now, in the next category is compact sedan.
Yes. Now we're moving on to sedan.
Wait, what is a compact sedan? Like a Hyundai Avante or something?
No, wait. Avante is a regular sedan. Compact sedan, we're talking about like Honda City, a Mitsubishi Artrage, a Toyota Vios, you know, that kind of size.
Hey, the Vios is not so small anymore.
Yeah, all these cars have grown in size, just like how the X3 now looks like the previous X5, and the current X5 looks like, oh wait, there wasn't a previous X7. But yes, you know what I mean, cars grow. As they evolve, the size evolves as well.
Yes, that is true. Okay, so tell us, these cars, what were the votes? Oh, did you just say that Vios?
No, there's no Vios. It's just Honda City and Mitsubishi Artrage because the Vios is too old to qualify. So we have the Honda City this year. We have the Mitsubishi Artrage again. For those who don't know, if you're wondering, why is the Mitsubishi Artrage still inside? Well, it's because they went through quite a big facelift recently. Hence, they're still in. Isn't that cool?
Yes, that is cool. Okay, general sedan, therefore, then is the Hyundai Avante?
Yes, of course. We have the Hyundai Avante. You know, that few regular suspects. You have the Hyundai Avante, you have the Kia Cerato, you have the Skoda Octavia, the Altis, and of course...
Hey, the latest Civic. Kia Cerato is very handsome.
Well...
It's very handsome. I didn't ask for your opinion.
To each his own. I can't say much, but yes, to each his own.
But, yes. Oh, you're being so diplomatic.
I know, right? But yes, I mean, these five cars are basically, it gives Singaporeans spoiled. It makes Singaporeans feel like they're, you know what, they're just spoiled for choice because the Avante is good in each and every car in this category, at least. They're all good in their very own ways. And you can't deny just how tough this sedan category is going to be. I mean, this is going to be a big fight, man, just to be the best.
Yes, it will be very interesting to see. Now, family sedan, can I just say, Julian, for the record,
yes.
I hate this category because it reminds me I have a family and therefore reminds me I have responsibilities. And who wants to be reminded of that?
Well, drive a car, drive a family sedan to be reminded that, you know, You can still enjoy yourself in such capable cars. I mean, this year we have the Skoda Superb, which is a delight to drive. We have the Peugeot 508 Fastback, which is a very, very pleasant surprise. It's a sort of car that you'll never think can even be nominated, but this year we just couldn't overlook this car. This 508 Fastback from Peugeot, it's the latest family sedan, and my, it is very, very capable.
You think so?
It is. It is. I know so.
So wait, Toyota Camry, is that a family sedan?
Yes, well, okay, Toyota Camry is a family sedan, but get this, because of certain criteria, unfortunately, it didn't make it to the list. But get this, it's because we very clearly segmentize between hybrid and non-hybrid. So the Toyota Camry, which is the petrol variant, didn't make it to family sedan, but the Toyota Camry Hybrid got into the hybrid category this year.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes, but of course, in time to come, this format will have to change because you and I, we both know that a lot of cars are now going to be electrified and more hybrids will be launched, more full electric cars will be launched. And when that happens, all our categories will be amended to fit all these new cars and new rules and regulations. But for now, this year, we still have enough petrol-powered cars to have all these minor differentiations, you know, between hybrids, electrics, and petrol-powered cars.
Okay, so of all these categories, like compact hatchback, hatchback, premium hatchback, hot hatch, compact sedan, sedan, family sedan, is there a standout car for you?
Oh, there are several standout cars, of course. I'm not going to mention any of them, of course.
Oh, my goodness, what are you applying for a job at the UN?
See, this because this is, I you have no idea, Clarissa. I'm so excited to have this mentioned to the public, which is why we are doing this even before the microsite page is up. But because of that, I have to remain mum. I have to ensure that, you know, nothing more is leaked. Well, not yet, at least.
All right. So you're teasing us.
Yep.
All right, then let's look at it a different way. I am a journalist, therefore I will poke and prod you. There are seven categories here.
Yep.
Right? Unless I can't count. Don't assume journalists can count. Okay, seven categories here. My personal favorite category, of course, is the hot hatch. What's yours? What do you think
is going to be the most exciting,
right? So you think it's going to be the most exciting category? Now tell us from previous years, what are the categories of these seven that get the most votes?
Oh, well, I think they get pretty much equal votes, very close, very closely. But I can't say it'll be the hot hatch. I think it's usually the sedan. Yeah, it's usually the sedan or the hatchback. Not the compact ones, just a regular hatchback and a regular sedan. Those are the ones that really get hammered real quickly. And when you see the numbers going up, you see the percentages flying up really, really quickly. But of course, of the seven, of which, I mean, we are like not even like a quarter way through, there are like a lot of other categories. This seven itself, to me, if you ask me, the favorite has got to be hot hatchback. And it's not just because it's hot hatch. It's because the cars that are involved, the three cars that are involved this year, the Cupra Leon, Suzuki Swift Sport, as well as the Volkswagen Golf GTI, all three of them, somehow I can just relate to them. This is how much I enjoyed the three cars. But, of course, again, like I said, it's only 40% from my end. 60% depends on the public.
Okay, UN, are you paying attention? See how diplomatic this man can be. Ministry of Foreign Affairs, you see how diplomatic this man can be? Are you paying attention?
Only for Car of the Year. Only for Car of the Year.
Can you imagine if they had a Whiskey of the Year competition and we were judges, Julian?
Oh, man. Don't even get me started. No,
that would be my dream. I'm just saying, if there is a Whiskey of the Year competition in Singapore and you need judges, Julian and I would be very good judges and we can be impartial.
Yes, I promise I'll be.
And we will take our jobs very seriously and do all the due diligence in taste testing.
Exactly. And we'll be responsible too. I mean, we won't drive down. We'll take Grab or we'll take whatever public transportation is convenient to us. And yes, and that's, we promise to be fair.
Mm-hmm. McAllen, are you listening?
I hope they are.
Well, fingers, eyes, toes, and everything else crossed that somebody in one of the whiskey places heard us. All right, so that was Car of the Year, the first seven categories that we're going to be talking about. When does the microsite go live?
The microsite should go live by first week of December, and then that's when the votings will start. And of course, when that happens, I mean, everyone will know about that. We will have articles on it. It will be on Facebook. It will be on all social media platforms, including Instagram. It's basically going to be everywhere.
All right. So what are we teasing them with? What categories next week?
We're going to touch on more sedans, but this time a little bit more exciting.
We've the got luxury premium stuff.
Of course, we've got the premium compact sedan. We've got the compact performance sedan. We've got like executive sedans. We've got performance sedans. These are the ones that we're going to talk about. And of course, not to mention, we are also going to touch on the crossover. We've got compact crossover. We've got premium crossover. And of course, your favorite premium performance crossover. Oh, wait a minute. You don't like crossovers, do you?
Yes. I was wondering about that, but... All righty. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Julian Koh. This has been Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I look forward to next week where we look at more Car of the Year nominees.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.